The following is a class from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Volume 8, Chapter 20, Text 254 through 281, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 17, 1966, in New York.
Vyashakti Pradhan Sankarsan Valaram প্রাকৃতা অপ্রাকৃত সৃষ্টি করেন নির্মাণ আউট অফ থ্রি ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল প্রপেন্সিটিজ অফ দি সুপ্রিম লর্ড ইচ্ছা শক্তি জ্ঞান শক্তি এন্ড ক্রিয়া শক্তি ক্রিয়া শক্তি দ্যাট ইজ রিপ্রেজেন্টেড বাই or the controller of the Kriya Shakti is Sankarsan, Balaram. And with that potency, Kriya Shakti potency, the creation, both material creation and spiritual creation, are effected. Ahankare Adhishtasta Krishna Ichchaya Goloke Vaikuntha Sije Chichakti Dara Chichakti Dara. His spiritual potency is manifested in the spiritual world, Golok Vrindavan and spiritual planets. Jadyapi asijya nitya chitshakti vilas tathapi sankarsan ichchaya taha prakash. Actually, there is no creation in the spiritual world. The creation means it begins at a certain time and ends at a certain time. But in the spiritual world, there is no such beginning. But because we find the creation of this material world by the Kriya Shakti potency of Lord, therefore it is understood that the spiritual world is also manifested by the same potency. With the help of his spiritual energy. Sahasrapattam kavalam gokulakhad mahatpadam tat karnikaran tadhyama tat anantansa sambhavam. That original planet Golok Vrindavan is described here in the Brahma Samhita just like a lotus flower. মায়াদ্বারে সৃজেতে হ ব্রহ্মাণ্ডের গণ জরুর কা প্রকৃতি নহে ব্রহ্মাণ্ড কার নাও সো ফার দিস মেটেরিয়াল ক্রিয়েশন ইজ কনসার্ন ইট ইজ সেড হিয়ার দ্যাট বাই হিজ মেটেরিয়াল পোটেন্সি হি ম্যানিফেস্ট দিস মেটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড অ্যান্ড আনলিমিটেড ইউনিভার্স উইদ ইন দি মেটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড Nobody should think that the material world has come out of nothing, out of void. No. This is confirmed in all Vedic literature and especially in the Brahma Samhita and in the Bhagavad Gita also it is stated, Maya dhakshena prakriti swati sacharasaram. Material nature is not independent. It is a misunderstanding, a wrong conception that matter is working out of its own accord. Matter has no power to work. It is jararupa. Jararupa means it has no moving capacity or what is called initiative. Matter has no initiative. Therefore, matter cannot manifest in such a way without the direction of the Supreme Lord. Mayadvare srijeteha brahmaner gaun. Actually, it is his direction, but material potency is help only, that's all. Jarahaiti srishti nahi ishar shakti vine tati sankarsan kare shaktir adhane. Jar, from matter there is no possibility of any creation. The Sankarsan is manifestation of Sankarsan, Balaram. He is the director of this material creation. Ishare Sakte Srishte Karaya Prakriti Lauva Jana Agni Sakte Paya Daha Sakti. Just like it is in contact with the fire, the iron becomes red hot and it becomes fire. Similarly, in contact with Sankarsan, this material energy gets potency and thereby the material manifestation is there. Etau hi viśvasya bīja-yoni rāma mukunda purusa pradhānam anneya bhūtesa vilakkhanasya jñātasya cīśāta yo purāṇam. In the Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, the 10th canto, it is stated that this Rama and Krishna, Rama means Balaram and Krishna, they are the root of this material creation. And both of them enters into each and every universe and maintains them. Annantarastham paramanu chanantarastham. This is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Sishtiyati jai mutte prapancha avatare sai ishar mutti avatar naam dhare. For material creation, the expansion of the Supreme Lord for the purpose of material creation is called incarnation. That is called avatar. Mayatuta bharamtame savar avasthan vishya avatari dhare avatar naam. All Vishnu expansion that in the spiritual world and they all of them reside there. But when they come into this material world, it is called incarnation. Actually, avatar, the Sanskrit name is avatar. Avatar means who comes down from the spiritual world. Avatarati means descends. Descend. They are not born of this material energy. They descend from the spiritual world. Sei maya avalokyate sri sankarsan purushrupe avatirna haila pratham. Now, purushrupe, the first incarnation for this material creation, the Mahavishnu. Saikhata, simply by glance, this material world began its activity. Sai maya avalokyate sri sankarsan purushrupe avatirna haila pratham. Jagrihe paurasanrupuri bhagavan mahadavihi samvatam surasakalam adau lokasya sikshaya. Adau lokasya sikshaya. Just before the creation, the Mahavishnu, he takes his incarnation and he puts his glance on the material energy and the creation begins. Addu avatara purusha parasya kala svabhava sadasad manasya drabbang vikara guna indriyani virat sarathyanu chalishna bhumna. So Addu avatar, the first purusha avatar, Mahavishnu, he is very vast. Just imagine how much great he is, his body is, that from his breathing all these universes are generating. Sei purush virajate karen svayam karanad disai nam jagatka. That purusha avatar, the first incarnation of purush, he lies down in the water of causal ocean. And his name is Karanabdhi Sai Vishnu. Karanabdhi pare mayar nitya avasthiti virajar pare paro brahma nahi gati. Karanabdhi pare. Just on the other side of the ocean, karan, causal ocean, this material energy is situated, Virajat pare varabhrame nahi goti. And this material energy has no entrance in the spiritual kingdom. Parvattase tatva jarastamasta osatkancha mishrancha nachakal vikrama najatramaya kimutapari harir anubhrata jatra sura sura chitaha. Now the description of the spiritual world is that there is no rajastama. This modes of passion and modes of ignorance is not there. Suddha-sattva and simply goodness, pure goodness, without any tinge of passion and ignorance. So, pravattate jatra rajastamastayo sattancha mishrancha nacha kala itka. There is no mixed goodness, simple goodness, and nacha kala vikrama, and there is no influence of time. This is the description of the spiritual world. There is no modes of passion, and there is no modes of ignorance, and there is no influence of time. And that means there is simply the pure goodness. And in pure goodness we can understand our constitutional position, we can understand what is God, what is creation, everything. These are goodness means prakash. Prakash means knowledge comes out. And so long we are in ignorance and passion, there is no knowledge. In ignorance there is no knowledge at all. In passion there is some glimpse of knowledge, and in goodness there is full knowledge. So the living entities there, they are full of knowledge. Therefore they do not come into this material world. And nadatra kalavikrama. And because there is no influence of time, therefore there is no past, present and future. In this material world, there is influence of time. Therefore we have got this past, present and future. So these things, of course, theoretically you have to understand. These are authentic explanations from scriptures, Vedic literatures. At least we have to accept them theoretically. The spiritual world means that there is no ignorance, there is no passion, and there is no influence of time. Najatra maya kimuta pare, and this maya, this illusion is also absent. Kimuta pare hare anubhrata jatra sura sura chita. And then the spiritual planet, all the living entities, they are all surrendered souls, are followers of the Supreme Lord. There is no misconception that I am Lord, I am God. There is no such misconception. They are all clear of this nonsense, ignorance, anubhrata. They are always following. Therefore there is unity, oneness. That is oneness. God is one, and the living entities there, they are all followers, obedient of God. There is no influence of time, no influence of ignorance, no influence of passion. So that is perfect. That is spiritual. Kingdom, the description of spiritual, this is in from Bhagavad. And there are other verses in this chapter where this verse appears, that there are aeroplanes also. And the devotees and the women there, just like lightning. See, that way as there are men, there are women, there are aeroplanes, there are everything is there. The simply difference is that there is no influence of time. Influence of time there is no, that means there is no past, future and present, and there is no death. Death is the influence of time. An old man like me is going to die, Well, that means the influence of time is being acted on this body. So after a few days or a few years, this must vanquish. So there is no influence of time. So there is no death, there is no birth, there is no ignorance, and everyone is obedient, everyone is happy, and their features of body is also exactly like God. In the spiritual planet, all of a sudden if you go, you cannot distinguish who is God and who is not. So, just like here also, when Krishna comes and he appears to be just like one of us. So, man is made after God. So far features are concerned, there is no difference between God and man. But the difference is only that God has no material body, we have got this material body, subjected to the influence of time. When Krishna comes, he does not become old, he remains just like a boy, even when he is great-grandfather, because on his body there is no influence of time. Because his body is spiritual, therefore there is no influence of time. Mayaje dvivritti mayar pradhan maya nimitta hetu prakriti vishe upana. This material energy is divided into two, pradhan and upana. Pradhan and upana. The whole total material energy is called pradhan, and the material elements are called ingredients, upana. Jain Purush Mayapane Kare Avadhan Prakriti Khavita Kari Kare Vidya Adhan. Now in the Bhagavad Gita I have read that Mohajani Mahadrama Kashan, that it is stated that Aham Bija Padapita, I implement the seeds of living entities into the matter. So in the matter, the seeds of living entities, as we are, they are impregnated, as the father impregnates the mother. Similarly, this material nature is just like mother, and therefore material nature is worshipped as mother, goddess, mother goddess, Durga, Kali, yes. And this worship of the country, nationalism, that is also the same matter worship. Jashrata buddhi kunapi iti dhaduke. So long we are not enlightened, we are worship of this matter, energy. And when you are advanced in knowledge, then we are worship of the Supreme. The Krishna consciousness means advanced stage of knowledge. It is not in the material platform. Therefore, anyone who is in Krishna consciousness appropriately and thoroughly, he is liberated from material consciousness. Sangha viseṣa bhāve aśāve prakriti sparśan jīvaru bīj jāte kaila samarpan. In the Śrīmad Bhāgavatam, there is this evidence. Devākṛta dhanminyā Sasyang Junu Paraptuman Adhatta Bijan Shanusuta Mahattaptam Hiranyam. So, from this version of the Srimad Bhagavatam, that the living entities as seeds, they are coming from the spiritual world. They are not products of the matter. Therefore, it is not possible to produce living entity with material, chemicals and material elements. It is not possible. Some of the modern scientists, they claim that we shall now give life, or they advertise. From this verse we can understand that it is not possible. Because these living entities, they are just like seeds, and they are coming from the spiritual world, from the body of the Supreme. Those those spiritual and I mean to say living entities are desirous of enjoying sense gratification, they are allowed to this material world. Others, they are in the spiritual world. Kalavitya tu maya gunayam adhokshaja purusha atmahutena vijjam adhatta bijyama. There is another part, how the seeds are given within this material world. Tave mahatvata haite trivita ahankar jaha haite devata indra bhutera purusha. Now, here is a short description of the creation. The first material energy, then the seeds of the living entities are impregnated into that material energy, and then mahatattva, from the material energy, this ego, false ego, comes out. First manifestation of this material world is this false ego, mahatattva, trivida ahankar. Jahaite devata indriya bhuter pucha. And from that ego, all these and human beings or demigods or other living entities, they are coming out. Sarvatattva mi sijila brahmanda gan ananta brahmanda taranahi ke ganam. In this way, the Lord created unlimited number of universes. This one universe which you are seeing, there is one only. But there are innumerable universes that is created. Yaha mahasastra purush mahavishnu naam ananta brahmanatar lom kupedha. Now, the expansion of Krishna, who is doing all these material expansion, he is known as Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu. গবাক্ষে উড়িয়া যাইছে রেণু ভাসে আসে যায় পুরুষ নিঃশ্বাসে সহ ব্রহ্মাণ্ড বল্লা। Now here is a nice example. You have seen this sunshine entering your room through a hole of your window, and you will find so many atomic demonstrations. These Brahmandas, these so many universes, they are emanating from the breathing of Mahavishnu in that way. Punarapi nishasaha jayabhantare ananta isajyatar sab maya paha. In this way, all the universes, they enter into the body of Mahavishnu after the creation is over, and again comes out. In this way it is coming and going on. Bhukta bhutta praliyat. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said that they are coming and going within. This is the way of material nature. And here is another evidence from Brahma Samhita. Jasaika nishyasata kalam athavalambya jivanti loma vilaja jagadandanatha Vishnu mahan sahya jasa kalavisesa govindamadi purusam tamaham madhami. Now, such a vast, gigantic Mahavishnu, of whose breathing, producing these universes, and whose inhaling, annihilating all the universes, such vast Mahavishnu is only a part and part of the expansion of Krishna, Govinda. So, Brahma says, Govinda madi purusam tamaham bhajami. So just we have to imagine how much potential is the Lord Krishna. Thank you, Jesus.